All right, Willis, it's your turn now. Coming out of the top of the hour, our second hour, take this back really fast into Hi-Fi Dream territory.
Yes, so this is a DABEST song. It's got all those things. It's got everything. This is a trio from Australia and called Mansion Air. And it just kind of popped up in my feed. But I love the song because it's got this falsetto, like a male falsetto voice singer, kind of androgynous, because you don't know that. You might, if you didn't know, you might think it was a lady. Very delicate, but it's like rose petals, like you know, that you've got an old mature rose and you want to pick it up without the petals falling off. That's how the feeling I have when I hear this person singing. That contrasts with this really bold, catchy electro vocoder backing vocal that comes in and out, that adds a really heavy electronic feel to it. So it's not a super new song, 2019. It's like from the COVID era. It's called Astronaut, Something About Your Love by Mansion Air.
Great band, great song. I play a ton of stuff by Mansion Air, Hi-Fi Dream, and current songs. I think there's two or three songs that are like in the current rotation, which brings to mind, you brought up a point earlier to me off air that I think should be noted about hearing new music and not knowing who it is. Like if you're not looking at the radio or using the app and seeing the songs or whatever. Right. And at 3 o'clock, at 4 o'clock every day, I do that Discovery Zone, two songs every day. Those are songs that haven't played yet. Like that was the first time you'll ever hear, 'cause I'm always putting new music in. So I want to make sure I try and the day I get it, put it on the air that day. So that's what that zone is. And I don't ever mention the song names there. Because it seemed like it was like just too much to, 'cause I put so many new songs in, but I think I'm going to start doing that. So that was a good call.
I think it'd be helpful, especially for someone listening, who's listening to the station. They want, to know, especially someone who's, I think someone who listens to Hi-Fi Dream is probably somewhat open-minded because of the different genres that you hear. They don't all make sense. Like, what am I listening to, right? When you tune into this station for the first time. Mm-hmm. So I think the people who listen are quite open-minded. And when you know something's new, like during the discovery section of Hi-Fi Dream, then I want to know who it is so I can learn more about them, because that's the whole point.
That's such a good point. So thank you for that bit of advice. There are three songs off. They're more recent songs. The Lose Yourself Again was kind of big for a while for us. Now it's a recurrent, so it still plays, you know, once or twice a week. Mansionaires. Oh, The Way You Move in Me is like for the one that was released, I think, in August. That got heavy rotation for a minute, but they just put out a newer song, or at least this is, you know, I just picked up on it. Sucker Psycho, it's called. Okay. From their new album. It's really, really good. Like, they're good, but it's, I know Derek, my Face the Sun bandmate, also is into them, or at least he was for a minute. I think this was the album he liked. But anyway, I like them, and I just can't seem to, like, figure them out. Like, I'm not, it's a weird thing. I don't know. Are they, like, more leaning towards dance electronic? Are they more leaning towards, like, atmospheric indie? Right. I don't know. I haven't determined yet what their sound truly is, but I do like them, and they are dreamy. So that will be the first track in the set, followed by definitely my favorite new song. I can't tell you how much I love this song, dude. Erica DeCassier is her name. She's kind of like underground, but pretty well known in the underground right now. I didn't hear of her until last week, and I was floored by it. So I can't wait to hear it with you and see what you think, okay?
Yeah, cool new
right.
Artist.
Mansion Air, Astronaut, followed by Erica DeCassier, Miss. This is the Deep Dive.
Slow down, stepping up my game. Time.
do da 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 da. Thank you.
the Hi-Fi Dream Deep Dive, Erica DeCassier. The song is called Miss. It just came out. The album, new album came out 2025. Kind of like trip-hop, dreamy R&B. Before that, Mansion Air, also kind of like dreamy electronic music. Astronaut was that song from 17, not 19. But you're saying that was kind of like a Billboard song. It got made. It was a hit.
Yeah. Yeah, 44 in 2017 on the Billboard Rock chart.
That is not insignificant.
Yeah, I wouldn't have called it a rock song, but
no.
Okay,
but that's just the mainstream charts. I guess they're kind of like an all. They classify anything that's not down the middle as like kind of almost independent music or rock music.
Right.
But anyway,
it's all rock.
The Erica DeCassier song. The other night, I'm on the couch. I always jump onto my phone after midnight to see like what new songs are coming out that day. And, you know, maybe something interesting pops up and I'll listen right then and there. And I just so happened to stumble on this Erica DeCassier song. And my heart was like skipping beats. And I eventually saw there was a whole album. So I started sampling, and every song I hit, I'm like, oh, this one's even better. This one's even better. And I started like thinking that I think I just found something, you know?
Yeah.
So I walked into the room and literally saved this so I wouldn't forget to put it on our show, put it right in rotation so I wouldn't forget. And this was really the first time I'm listening to it with anybody else. So I'm curious of your thoughts.
It's so exciting to find a new artist that you're excited about, right? And I've been having that for me. All these artists have been new to me, but to be an actual new artist is exciting. So this song hits all of the categories, the DABEST, da best. It's all right there. It's dreamy. It's got some atmospheric. It's got a really good trip hop beat. Obviously electronic. She's got that soul, that Janet Jackson kind of soul. And there's a little bit of that trippy, like, tinge to it. And you kind of mentioned that it reminds you of the 90s. And I definitely feel that. I hear that. And so I think it's a great, like, nod to a different era, but from a new artist. And she sounds super exotic, like Portuguese born, but from Denmark. So good job, Erica.
Yeah, great job. So proud of her. I got to tell you, I saw a funny short the other day on YouTube of like, oh, you love the 90s so much? Why don't you blah, 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 blah? Because like the 90s is having its time right now, like in pop culture, style, fashion, baggy clothes, like things that were big in the 90s are coming right back in. And especially yeah. pop culture stuff, music and whatnot. And there's this guy who's basically pointing out like, oh, you love this about the 90s? Well, try and do this. And one of the things he brought up, you have a boy you like or a girl you like, try calling their house and talking with their father for 30 minutes, because every time you call, that's who's going to answer the phone. And like, you know, different things that you don't realize how different it was back then than it is now, even not that long ago, really. Like if you were supposed to meet up with a friend at 9 o'clock and he doesn't show up, and you might not find out for 3 or 4 days where he was. It's not like you could text him and be like, where are you? Everybody would be like, where's John? And they'd be like, I don't know. No one's heard from him.
Right,
you know, like
right.
We haven't seen him. Like those are things you just take for granted that like now you, it's really hard to disappear unless you purposely shut yourself off from the world, of course.
Right.
But I hear music of this time and I hear younger people making music of this time. And I think, as I always say, the 90s had so much good and a lot of bad in music. But when I hear artists that are picking up on things that were happening in that period and like true to the art, but also like refreshing it in a new way, I get so excited. And I hear that in that Erica DeCassier song. She's found something very subtle about that style of music, the beat, the atmosphere, and yet put a positive modern spin on it. And this is what I've been waiting for, and it's happening. So I hope hip hop follows suit, because I do feel like hip hop's missing
a resurgence.
It's missing something for a while now. And we need to get back to meaningful hip hop music, not just one or two or three artists, like a lot. So
Yeah, and I think hip hop needs to clean it up a little bit too. They're looking a little bit dirty.
That's what I'm saying.
Lots, so much profanity.
It's not even it is that, but it's like you're not even telling a story anymore. It's like I want what those guys did so well is they painted a picture. So if it was graphic or maybe filled with expletives, there was still a story they were telling, not just about like drugs or parties, or I'm not saying all songs are about that, but like I feel like the meaning and the meaningful sentiments that I loved about hip hop prior to 2015, I don't hear it as much anymore. I just don't think it's poetry the same way it used to be. Not everyone. I know there are many exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mainstream.
I definitely though. At least the songs, the popular hip hop songs that I hear from stereos and my kids, it's like more about the unique sound or the rhythm, the sound, or the intonation of their voices that they stress, and not so much the character is something like still very tough. And
but why are they all using been. All these artists are using like vocoder autocorrect or whatever you call that now.
Yeah. Auto-tune.
That sound it's become its own effect. But like, I want to hear you sing. I want to hear if you can sing, because every song is that. It's got this, and it's like I don't think you sound good, but like the effect is making it sound acceptable. But you, I don't hear the heart in there. I don't hear the soul in there. It just sounds like a computer singing. So I hear a lot of that with rap and hip hop. They're kind of using that effect more than they are their own style. Right. And that, because so many people are using that effect, it's not original anymore. So when it was original, cool. When Kanye was using it back in, you know, on 808s and Heartbreaks and all those records, it was kind of new. It's not anymore. Yep. So I don't know. I mean, and I'm not trying to sound, because there are too many artists out there that are doing it right. I'm just talking about mainstream. But this is always nice to hear when you hear a little throwback to the sounds that I think are the foundation of those whole great eras of music. So speaking of great eras of music and great hip hop, this is an example of you chose it as your next pick.
So yeah, this is the end of the show, and I wanted to end it with something cool. And so what better cool than LL Cool J?
Ladies love Cool James.
Ladies love Cool James. And I was a big fan, I think, of LL. And he's probably considered one of the grandfathers of the modern hip-hop, right?
He's definitely one of the godfathers of hip-hop.
The godfather is the right
word. Icon.
Yeah. And, actually, one of my favorite songs albums of his is I'm Bad. I think that was his first one, right?
See, it's hard to listen to that.
And really? I love Going Back to Cali. That's like
one of my favorites. That's an interesting thing, because I kind of caught on just after that. For me.
Oh, okay.
What was the first song? The one song by him was, he had the one specific song that was unbelievable, like changed hip hop. But then you had Going Back to Cali, I'm Bad. Those were like, I Need Love. I didn't love those particular tracks. I Need Love was specifically not one of my favorites.
That was a kind of a bad ballad. But...
Yeah. but it was new at the time. Not many people were doing that.
That's true. It was kind of a new, yes, he was experimenting, and so I give him credit for that. And I think this song actually is from his, not his comeback. He said, don't call it a comeback.
I've been here for years.
But Mama Said Knock You Out, that album. That's the album, right?
Yes.
This song, Around the Way Girl, was actually, I really liked it. And it wasn't just hip hop. I thought it had a lot of that new Jack Swing style chorus in the song, which was, you know, like New Edition and those guys. And the song itself kind of celebrates this girl next door, like the quintessential girl next door of his neighborhood at the time. And that was kind of groundbreaking, like saying, you know, don't just idolize the supermodels. Idolize the girl next door, because those are the ones who you will know. Those are the ones that you will see and treat them with respect and such and such. So it's like this song is like a time capsule of the era of 1990, because it describes like this look and this attitude.
Totally, it paints a picture so perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was legit. I mean, I think the names of people that he mentions in the song were actual people that he knew. So pretty cool.
He was such a wordsmith. But the song I was thinking of was Rock the Bells. That was 1985. That was like the first I had heard of LL, and that was amazing. But like where it got into the stuff of like going back to Cali's I Need Love, that wasn't my favorite. That was 87, I guess, those songs. Mm-hmm. But 90 comes out, Mama Said Knock You Out. The album, the first song that came out was The Boomin' System, which was, I was in high school, and that was massive, The Boomin' System. I remember this girl, Bruna DeFeo, who would just always be rapping and singing in the hallways of the Boomin' System. Then comes Around the Way Girl, and I loved it. I had the cassette single of this specifically, and I listened to it over and over and over. Even the instrumental version on the flip side, I would listen to.
That was the B-side.
So I could actually sing and rap over the instrumental. That's funny. Mama Said Knock You Out, which was like almost like hardcore. It was like Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah.
In a sense, because it was like, yeah, you had Run DMC doing like Walk This Way with Aerosmith, but Mama Said Knock You Out was like heavy.
Yeah.
Like I remember it was almost like difficult to listen to that around my parents because it was like mean sounding, like a fight song.
Yeah, it was harsh. It was very harsh.
But this song was a love song. LL was the only one who could pull this off in those days. A love song that didn't help. There was no loss of credibility for him, but he had this beautiful song chorus and the swagger of the verses in his verses. It's just really a pop song with like still a nod to the underground hip hop scene. And just again, this is nothing like groundbreaking, but they don't make them like this anymore. That's really what it comes down to.
It's a one and done.
I wish there was more songs like this, but you will never hear this sound again. This was from 1990. That's Willis's pick. Then I chose this group, a super group of sorts called UFOs. It's members of Phoenix and Brax and Falcon, French groups. And they started this project called UFOs, which I think is quite literally about UFOs, especially with all this talk in the news, which we've never discussed on this show, which one day maybe we'll talk about this thing that's hovering over us that none of us know what it is yet, assuming it might be for some sort of alien craft. I think this song is literally about that, tying into that. But it's really good, and I'm curious what you think of it before we close out the show.
That's a really good find, actually. I wouldn't have found this. And I think it's an interesting song in that it's so subtle. There's like what you hear most prominently are the vocals. But there's a lot of instrumentation there, but they just kind of like cut like the edges off of it just enough that they kind of hide behind the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes it very subtle. And I feel like some songs, if you listen too much, your ears get tired, like fatigued from all the sharp edges, you know, of the instruments.
That happens a lot to me.
Right? And especially in headphones. And I think this is a great headphone song. Because the way the vocals are, I don't know how they mix it, but the vocals completely fill your head. And in the headphones, it's amazing, the sound. But then the instrumentation is right behind that and doesn't kill you. And so it's like just soft enough instruments that you can enjoy the chorus.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get fatiguing. So I think it's a cool, like, subtle song.
And, it is. It's lush. I think lush is a good...
that's great, yeah.
Because it's got a little fuzziness to it, a little electronic kind of like Moby Air sound.
Mm-hmm.
You almost think it could flip into an electronic song at some point, but it resists that urge to kind of pop into something. But I like Phoenix, but I'm very particular with what I like from them, if that makes sense. A lot of their songs are so good and so poppy, but I just don't really want to listen to them. I acknowledge how good they are as pop songs, or like sophisticated pop songs. But this really caught me as mostly any of their songs, I'd say. There's something about it that to me, I won't tire of. even though the chorus is a legitimate, like, look at me now, look at your boy. You know, there's like a chorus that's almost like a sing-along chorus.
Right.
Which usually will wear on me eventually. I'm not sure this one will wear on me. I really like this song. So I ended with two new ones since I started off like heavily in the early 2000s this week. So I came back.
I think it's funny that it's a song called UFO by a group called the UFOs.
Yeah, try searching for this one. I went to find the song online and I got like a million articles I had to cipher through. Finally, I went and found it through Phoenix's website and what they, and then I went to their, you know, title page or whatever, and then I had to find it on that because there was no way to find it on YouTube with the word UFO and UFOs as the search. So
exactly.
Anyway, Willis, this was a great show. These will be our last two songs, LL Cool J and then UFOs. Next week's show will be great, I'm sure. I'm not sure if it's in my inbox yet, but
I have it ready. I have it ready. And yeah, but this was show 90. So we got 10 shows left till our 100th show, which is crazy.
We're talking about doing something like all vinyl show kind of free form where we just roll and do it like live, basically.
Yeah.
Record it all, but do it live. So
it's going to be special.
Pulling records as we go, kind of. We're going to do something cool. That's all I know.
Something.
Let's enjoy the end of this show. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. If you're listening Sunday morning, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. I always make it a point to, if there's extra time in the hour, to put like a very curated selection of songs to after our show. So it kind of like fades nicely into the next element. So stay with it for the rest of the hour, if you will. And we'll see everybody next week.
At least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy yams. Honey-coated complexion, using Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girl, she's from around the way. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. You're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break cards and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Coat flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way. Bobby Brown button on your sleeve. I tell you, come here, you say meet me halfway. His brother's been popping that yang all day. Around the way you're like a neighborhood jewel. All the homeboys sweat you, so you're crazy cool. Wear your gold in the summer with your biking shorts. While you're watching all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirl's crew. While a businessman in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss is shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining. So we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you. You're from around the way. Yeah.
Hi-Fi Dreams Deep Dive.
Yeah.